When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Module 4, The Sixth Amendment. Introduction. Welcome to Module 4, where we'll examine the Sixth Amendment of the United States Constitution. The Sixth Amendment is a vital component of the Bill of Rights, providing critical protections for individuals accused of crimes. It guarantees the rights to a speedy and public trial, an impartial jury, the right to confront witnesses, and the right to counsel. This module will delve deeply into each of these rights, exploring their historical background, legal interpretations, and contemporary relevance. Right to counsel. Attachment of the right. The right to counsel is fundamental to ensuring a fair trial. It attaches when a defendant faces a critical stage of prosecution, such as arraignment, trial, sentencing, and certain post-conviction proceedings. Historical background and development. Traced back to the 1932 Powell v. Alabama case, where the Supreme Court recognized the necessity of counsel in capital cases. The landmark case of Gideon v. Wainwright, 1963, expanded this right, guaranteeing counsel to all defendants in felony cases. Effective assistance of counsel. The Sixth Amendment not only guarantees the right to counsel, but also ensures that this representation is effective. Criteria for effective assistance. Competent representation. Counsel must possess the knowledge, skill, and diligence reasonably necessary to provide competent representation. Advocacy free of conflict of interest. The representation must be free from conflicts that could impair loyalty to the client. Strickland test. A two-pronged test from Strickland v. Washington is used to evaluate ineffectiveness claims, requiring a defendant to show deficient performance by counsel and resulting prejudice. Speedy and public trial. Determining the speedy trial period. The right to a speedy trial protects defendants from undue delays that can compromise the fairness of the trial and cause unnecessary anxiety and concern. Factors in determining speediness. Length of delay. The length of the delay is the threshold factor. Reason for the delay. Delays caused by the prosecution or for tactical advantage weigh against the government. Defendant's assertion of the right. Whether and how often the defendant asserted their right to a speedy trial. Prejudice to the defendant. Consideration of the prejudice to the defendant, such as impaired defense, anxiety, and public suspicion. Implications of a violation. Violation of the right to a speedy trial can result in various remedies, including dismissal of charges, the most common remedy for a violation of the right to a speedy trial. Reduced sentence. In some cases, a violation can lead to a reduced sentence rather than dismissal. Confrontation clause. Right to confront witnesses. The confrontation clause provides an accused the right to confront the witnesses against them. This is a critical component of a fair trial, ensuring the defendant can challenge the evidence presented. Application and importance. Cross-examination. The primary interest secured by the Confrontation Clause is the right of cross-examination. Exceptions. There are exceptions, such as in cases of child testimony in abuse cases, or where the witness is unavailable but has given prior testimony. Exceptions and limitations. While the Confrontation Clause is a fundamental right, certain exceptions and limitations apply. Forfeiture by wrongdoing. If a defendant is found to have wrongfully caused a witness's unavailability, they forfeit the right to confront that witness. Statements not testimonial in nature. Certain statements made for purposes other than legal proceedings may not trigger the right of confrontation. Reliability and necessity. In some cases, the Supreme Court has allowed the admission of evidence where it is deemed reliable and necessary for the trial. Conclusion of Module 4. In this module, we've comprehensively explored the Sixth Amendment, which is instrumental in ensuring fairness and justice in criminal proceedings. Understanding the rights to counsel, a speedy and public trial, and the confrontation of witnesses is essential for anyone involved in the legal system.